Blog Talk Radio.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Look at her dancing.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it. Let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop.
But definitely
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey America, we are back online. How are everybody doing? I wonder if it's gonna take off like it took off last night, bitch. I was dreaming about the argument of Kelly and Stewart on that phone last night. Bitch, when I mean they argued in the name of Jerusalem, but it was cute. Whew, today, I am back in Atlanta, Georgia, finally. I got here at 12 noon. Then I went to sleep and woke up. They came for a hospital. Now yawning. That's too much going on. And still got many more madness tonight. Tonight is Wednesday, you know how that go. Wednesday, many more madness. So it should be real cute tonight, hopefully. Everybody come out and kiki and laugh and fun. Regular Wednesday. Just come out and have fun. You know, grand prizes at a regular men's Wednesday is always either performance or runway, because they'll be the only girls in the building. And I am gagging because the $10,000 Vogue open to all ball is really taking off. The girls are calling for their spot from every situation. And the girls that I didn't call back, don't think I forgot you. I did not forget you. I just didn't call you back. And tired, so I definitely be calling you back to give you your spots and everything tomorrow for the $10,000 ball. Okay, I was just letting y'all know that. So please forgive me for not calling anyone back today. The five people, because it was actually five people that actually called today, and about two people that called yesterday. But I was so drained from leaving Chicago, and now coming back. It was just too much, so that's what it was, basically. So what is going on, America? What is everybody doing today? I hope it was a peaceful day. I hope y'all woke up on the right side of the bed today. Or the right side of the floor, or the right side of the closet, or the right side of the park. Wherever you sleep, wherever you lay, I just hope you are right. So, yeah. I'm actually on my Yahoo today, so I can actually get Yahoo today. I'm actually in front of my computer at my home. Wow. So, yeah. Somebody wants the number. It's 347-215-6820. That is the number. So, y'all know, I didn't do this in a minute. Tins or chops? Okay, lessons with the icons, Andre Mizrahi and the legendary Kelly, as well as Jennifer, the legendary Jennifer Evie. Tonight at www.blogtalkradio.com/tinsorchops. Calling number 347-215-6820. Topics tonight is Kenya's first Wednesday. So that's basically what it is. Everybody in the world should know the number because we have basic callers in the chat room every day. So that should be cute. Everybody, this is all I'm hearing about is the ball in New York City, on the 17th, and I'm hearing about Dallas, and I'm hearing about the $10,000. But it's just a few categories. I definitely want to see who's going to win Schoolboy. I definitely want to see who's going to win for the $5,000. I definitely want to see who's coming to Dallas. I definitely want to see who's playing for the $10,000 with all the girls. So all of it should be really tangy slush about the situation. Really, really tangy slush. So hopefully today will be a mellow, mellow, mellow day. But I doubt it. Y'all already know how the radio gets. We'll be cool for 3 seconds. And then somebody will just call in and the drama will start. So y'all already know.
That answer is... true.
Yeah, but that's what I like about the radio, because you never know which way the radio is going to turn. It's like, it'd be cute for a second, and then the next minute, everybody's brains is going crazy, everybody's reading. But that was, you have to go big ups to Stuart Icon Ebony, and big ups to legendary Kelly Mizrahi, because they definitely made it hot last night with their reading session. Stuart called her every man in the book, and Kelly called him every crackhead in the book, right online. So that was hot. I was gagging at both of them, so I let them both, you know, breathe and let all this shit out so I could laugh. And then I said, you know what, let's end this, because they had enough. The argument was fierce last night. I know who to laugh at more, Miss Stuart or Miss Kelly. They both took off like it was a 1990 read, bitch. It wasn't 2009. It was very 1990, very 1992, when the two girls get together on the pier and read for blood. That's what it gave me. But it was real tangy slush about the situation. And what's cute is what's on the radio stays on the radio. So that should be the end of that. They both got their point across. And that's what I love about baiting to agree to disagree. It don't have to fight about the situation. To agree to disagree. If you don't agree with shit, you just don't agree with it. If you do agree with it, you do agree with it. And that's the bottom line. When it comes to the fighting and all the rest of that shit, then it's a problem. Let it go. Let it go. Alright? So, I'm not talking forever. I just wanted to talk for a second and breathe and let you see how calm it's supposed to be, because this is not going to be like this. I already know this is Wednesday and they probably take it out with a bang again. We don't even know what direction it's going to go into, but ever since we started this radio, it's always a gagger every day. That's why people listen. And I be cringing myself in a good way and sometimes in a bad way. But that's how it is. So let's go straight to New York City to the legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi. Okay? Yep. Wait a minute. Somebody's asked. Yeah, I am definitely home. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, well, she's not home. Oh. Yeah, I don't know where she's at right now, so I guess she's not home right now. So I don't know where that lady's at. I think she's in another state, another city, another town. I don't know what's going on. I'm actually talking to a switchboard now. So, let's talk about Wendy Williams for a second. I really do. I mean, when people call in, please tell me about Wendy. Because Wendy Williams is really, like, I really think she's a big up girl. I think I really love Wendy Williams now, because I think she's taken it to another highlight. I really think she's taken it to another highlight. I think Wendy Williams is really eating it. And why I think she's eating it? I think she's eating it because the natural person that she is, the laid back person that she is, it seems like she can blend with the normal everyday girl, and that's what I love about Wendy. When you can make up a saying and then the world knows it, and you don't care what you say, and what you say is what you say, you hiding shit in your toupee and in your wig, and you putting, you know, shit like that. That's like hot. You know, you can't get no hotter. And big ups to Wendy Williams, because she's definitely eating it. She's definitely eating it. And she, you know, and every time I bring it up is because she actually, we're on the radio. When we're on the radio, she's actually on at the same time. So that's why I be bringing her up. So, yeah, and I want to big up, I want to give big ups to North Carolina and South Carolina, Judith Mizrahi and Lily Mizrahi is the mothers for North Carolina and South Carolina. So, yeah, we're trying to go in a different route with the House of Mizrahi. So it should be real tangy sluts very, very soon. And you love, I love drama, so you know drama will be coming on. So, yeah, you know what, I'm, wait 1 minute. Okay, you know what, since, let's go, this is a route we never went before. Let's go different. Let's go, and I'm going to put Switchboard on the phone for a minute and see what Switchboard have to say about a lot that been going on lately when it comes to the radio. Let's just see. And since y'all never got a chance of Switchboard actually, like, talking on the radio and stuff like that, let's go to Switchboard. Switchboard, please, come on the radio and let's talk about, just let's talk about everything.
Andre?
From, yes, hello?
Yes, Andre, I think there needs to be a casting call because I think that Jennifer and Kelly are extremely late.
Oh, shit. Why do you think they late, Switchboard?
We definitely need new angels. They're just late, and I hate working with late people.
Ooh.
Late.
So you just think the girls are just late. Jennifer
late.
And Kelly, just late.
And Kelly.
Just late as hell, late. Well, that's something to think about, because I think they weird. I don't think they late. You think they late?
Late. L-A-T-E, late.
Wow. They could be a little late,
Kelly,
though.
Always eating.
Ooh. Well, I can't really say something, because sometimes I be eating, too. Sometimes I do be eating. But see, since I only weigh 130 pounds, you can't really, like, my eating is completely different from eating like Kelly's eating or Jennifer's eating, because when they eat, they take off. You can hear, like, everything in the background.
Right, it's kind of sloppy. So what's going on with you?
I'm cool. I just got back from Chicago. It was a wonderful trip down there.
And how was it?
And I was
nice.
Down there. Yeah, it was good. The ball was cute, and then I visited Ray Ray and Q.
No tease on the ball or nothing?
Not really. This ball wasn't really no tease to me. This ball, it completely finished. They gave out all their cash. The trophies and everything was cute. Yeah, I think this ball was all right.
You were in the bathroom.
Oh, no, I don't do bathrooms. I stay away from them. I stay away from bathrooms and closed doors, closed indoors. Like, you can't have me in corners. No. Mm-mm.
Oh, I think Kelly's here. Let me read her, Andre.
Okay.
Children growing, women producing, men go work. Put your hands together for the bass. The real. To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Hello.
Kelly, why were you late? Were you eating, Kelly?
Well, first of all, when Andre said, let's go to Kelly, I was on the phone line. I was on my cell phone. I had to switch over to my house phone. I have other business that I have to attend to. No, my house phone wasn't dead. My cell phone, I had to switch from my cell phone to my thing. I heard the intro. I heard Andre.
So where's
talk.
The other angel?
I'm a one-woman show.
Casting call.
Honey, I'm a one-woman show. Today is Jennifer's birthday, so, you know, I guess she couldn't be with us because it's her birthday.
Yeah, actually, I spoke to Jennifer earlier, and she actually did say she might try to get on a little later, but she do have a performance to do on her birthday at Esquilita's tonight, so I definitely didn't know that about a good 4 or 5 hours ago.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'll let you two handle the show, and I'll get back to the Switchboard. Thank you.
Okay, Switchboard.
Bye, Switchboard. The Switchboard voice is so professional, honey. It's just really, really, like, straight to the point, like...
I am here, yes.
So how was your day, girl? What is your tea, honey?
Well, I just got in the house. I just got in the house from practicing. I had Vogue Femme practice today.
Yeah, I did hear they was practicing today. And I want to read that motherfucking black bitch, because he know why. He was supposed to do something for me, and this bitch practicing and doing everything else. See, that's why, you know what, she'd be the father in 2066, bitch.
Okay.
Make sure, I hope she's near you and say it if she is.
Baby, well, I said you're not smoking in my house. Don't smoke in my motherfucking house. Okay.
Tell him Andre said he's going to be the father in 2066.
Andre said you're going to be the father in 2066, bitch.
And you know why.
And you know why. Honey, she said she'll be a Chanel until then.
She looks like a Chanel now. Nothing against the Chanels, but she looks like she fit in. You got to say that to Chanels. I always think you're attacking them, honey. Or whatever house think you attacked them. You ain't attacking. You just letting them know.
Yes. But I was here early. I heard the whole intro to the song. You know, they had my song on. I had a feeling. I heard Andre talking about his dream. And, you know, he was dreaming about me and Stuart Reed last night. And, you know, it's like, show's still going to be hot tonight.
You're very hot tonight. The show, you already know the show always ends up in some kind of hot something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And for all the girls that was hitting me up offline, trying to find out who's going to be mothers and fathers, like I told you on the show, you have to wait until October 17th to find out.
Mothers and fathers of different houses and stuff and stuff and stuff. So much goes on these days.
So what did you do all day, Andre? I hear you got back into Atlanta at 12 noon this afternoon.
Yeah, I actually got back into Atlanta at 12 noon. From there, I jumped in a cab and came to the house. Not a cab. Patrick picked me up and came to the house. I laid down in the house and finally fell asleep. And when I fell asleep, I didn't get that much sleep. I ended up, going to sleep for an hour. Then everybody texting me, asking me questions, yahooing me and asking me this and that, instant messaging. So that's what I did until I fell asleep. Then I finally woke up and it was time for the house meeting. So then we had a house meeting, and now I'm on the radio. So that was basically today's day.
I know, that's right. So
yeah.
Did everything work out for you today?
Yeah, everything was Benji Cunt. Can't complain.
I know, that's right. I had a Benji Cunt day. I had a Benji Cunt day today. It was really cute. I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room, honey. But I had a Benji Cunt day, honey. I went to Miss Rahi practice and watched the girls Vogue and get their performances together, honey. Had some dominoes and things. And now I'm back in here in the house, honey. You know, I worked a little bit earlier. Now I'm back here in the house.
That's the stuff.
Yes. But it is definitely is Wednesday night madness, honey. And it's going to be severe up in here, the atmosphere. Honey.
How you doing?
I'm all over there with you.
Mama D and Keyshawn and E.
Oh. Tell Mama D I said hi. Tell Mama D I'm waiting for her tomorrow.
Mother Kelly said, hey, Mama D. And you said you waiting for her to do what, Kelly?
I'm waiting for her tomorrow. She told me Thursday.
She said she's waiting for tomorrow. You said Thursday about something. She said she got it now, so she'll call you soon, I guess.
Oh, just text me, honey.
She said just text her, honey.
Yes, honey. It's Wednesday night madness. Let's see if the madness is going to be hot again tonight, honey. I'm looking for some other girls that like to spill the tea. I'm still looking for a new bitch that's want to spill some motherfucking tea with me, honey. If you think you're that bitch, you know, you can press 1 and definitely give me some tea, honey, or let me know if you can be that bitch that can stand beside me and spill the tea, honey. Yes. So what are y'all all doing over there?
Nothing. Sitting here just really listening to the radio, talking on the radio. We ain't doing too much.
Yes. Oh, we haven't played that in a long time. The girl said the moment of truth.
Oh, my God.
We haven't did that in a long time. Yes, it's Tangy Slush Wednesday and the moment of truth. Is there a question out there that you want to ask and you want to get the answer to, honey, and you think me and Andre have the answer to it? Honey, feel free to definitely press 1 and ask your question. You can ask myself or Andre a question, and we'll answer the question truthfully.
The moment of truth.
Yes, it's been a long time since the moment of truth. So if anybody's on the phone line and you definitely want to be a new psychic that can spill the tea, or you definitely have a question for the moment of truth, feel free at this time to definitely press 1, and we'll definitely bring your call straight on the line. Honey. Yes. Hi, Switchboard. How are you doing? Did you have a good day? Oh, shit. Did you have a good day today, Switchboard? That answer is true. Is Switchboard with us? Is Switchboard paying me?
Probably paying you, because Switchboard is definitely with us.
Switchboard, shady ass.
Switchboard is definitely some tease. Daddy. Ooh. Oh, my
Hello?
God.
Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, girl, are you deaf? Do you hear me saying, "Hey, Kelly"?
But I didn't know what you, I didn't know who was running the boards tonight. I didn't know if you or the other girl was running the boards tonight.
Oh, well, I'm around the other girl.
Oh, so y'all both working together?
Oh no, she's working. I'm visiting.
Oh.
I had to come in and sit around since all that madness took place last night.
Oh, I didn't know who was running the boards tonight. Well, I see we have
both of them. You got to go. Both of them is running the
boards.
Both
board of the switchboards is running the board tonight. What the fuck?
What's going on,
Ooh,
Andre?
Work.
Ain't nothing going on. Same shit, different day.
Work for the icon Christina Tsunami being in the chat room. I hope that's really her, or not somebody using her name. But if that's definitely her, welcome to the show. Yes. So how was your day today?
It was cool.
Oh, I know, that's right. So do you want to play the moment of truth with us?
Play the moment of truth?
Yes.
Yeah, that means they ask you questions too.
They ask me questions?
Yeah.
They ask you the truth, like they just ask you whatever, and you're supposed to tell the truth.
Okay. Yeah, let's play.
Okay, well, we're definitely having the moment of truth with myself and the legendary Jasmine Couture, Ms. Wahi. So if anybody's on the phone line and you have a question that you want to ask myself, Andre, or Jasmine, feel free to press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely bring your call straight on the air, honey, baby. Do we have any caller?
Where's Jennifer?
I think Jennifer's at Escalita's pageant. She's performed. I think she performed tonight.
Yeah, she is performing. She called me early and said she had to perform today. She said she's still going to try to call in, but she's not sure what time.
Oh. Susan said she has a question. Call in, Susan, and ask your question. Yeah, Susan said she has a question for Jasmine. Susan, call in.
Call in. Everybody call in. Any questions that you always wanted to ask, especially since either Jasmine on the phone or y'all, a lot of people always wanted to know certain things. Now it's your time. You probably never get it again.
Baby, yes, honey. It's your time to shine, honey. And for all you girls that's out there, honey, and you want to ask some questions about some categories for the collections board, it's your moment to get up here, honey, even though we're going to do an exclusive interview. Even though we're going to do an exclusive interview, we'll have the Wednesday before the function, honey. You can also ask those questions tonight, honey. Definitely feel free to press 1 and call in, honey. Yeah.
know
from what's going on. Nobody's pressing one.
You want to take them forever to do something?
They're probably nervous. Hey.
All right. Hold on, we have a caller. 404-693. You're on the air. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth question. 404-693, you're on the air. Okay, I guess not. Next caller, please. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Question. 404-438, you're on the air. Oh, my God, what is going on with these girls and their phone? 404-438, you're on the air. Okay, next caller, please. 859-803, you're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Hey.
Hey, what's up? What's up with everybody? This DJ, the 11 is King off the theme. I listen to the show all the time, and I just want to ask the question that is trying to take it out on a positive note. So this question is for you, Kelly. What made you be a Mizrahi, and what made you stay so long, and what other houses before you became a Mizrahi did you think of what you considering?
Before I became a Mizrahi, I was considering being a St. Clair, and that's when Ashley was the mother. Then Ashley had left and started her own house, and so I became a Mizrahi. And I stayed so long because I'm a dedicated member, and I love my house, and my house is just like my family. And you can't get rid of your family, so why would you get rid of your house?
Right. The same question to you, Andre. What made you be like take the whole Mizrahi thing and become father and all that stuff?
Okay, I was Well, my first house ever joining was Ovenus, and I was in there for 2 weeks, but I never walked anything. Some of the higher power didn't want me in there because I was new and fresh, and they didn't see it or whatever. So I just left and became a Labeja. From Labeja, I walked until basically the whole house left and opened Revlon. So I didn't leave. Everybody left, put it that way, except for, like, Pepper Labeja. So all of us left and became Revlon. And when we became Revlon, that's where I became legendary at. And then I just felt that I needed to, start my own. So I became a parent and found the mother and looked in a book of labels from different houses and opened my own. That's where Isaac Mizrahi came from. And I started the ballroom history with, my own house, meaning Isaac Mizrahi. And why I stayed and loved it so much is the same. I'm not the type to desert, my members like that. And so many people look up to me as a role model. It would be a slap in the face for me to ever sit here and just leave all my kids and join someone else's house or whatever. And to say if any house I wanted to join before I became a Mizrahi, it was going to be Milan. And that was it. Hello?
Thank you for calling in, caller.
That was a good question.
Yes, that was actually a really good question. 856-206. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Question.
Hello, Andre and Kelly. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Anthony Revlon.
Hey, what's up, Anthony? How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
How you been?
I'm doing good. I missed the Kelly and Stuart reading session. I caught your show the other day when you were talking about Laomi, Prince, and Pony and all of that.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely on archive if you need to hear it, because, baby, it was funny last night.
I know, but Kelly.
Yes?
Don't change who you are, bitch. I live. Your mouth is fierce. I live.
Thank you.
But, Andre, one thing I want to ask you, being an icon and you coming from a house that I'm a part of. How do you feel about other legends and icons deeming kids legends before their time?
But it's one is in each's own eye. Just because I might don't see it don't mean the next person might don't see it. Now, what I really don't see, period, is a legend deeming a legend. Meaning, how could you deem somebody and you in the same situation as they are in? You get me? Now, if a legend deem a statement, I can understand it. If a statement was trying to deem a star, which I don't think they should do that either, but I can understand it more, but I don't think no legend should be deeming legends because you just got there yourself, you know. So I really don't see that.
And the reason why I asked that question is because I've been going to balls and been part of the ballroom thing since 1999 when I was a Jordan. Mm-hmm. And over the years, there's been a lot of discrepancies, like somebody will be deemed legend, and then at the next ball, somebody says, well, how you legend? I don't see you legend. And they're getting chopped for their status because they said, you know, it's always a contradiction about what they have done, about their status and everything. What's your views and opinions on that?
My views and opinions is if somebody give you status, make sure it's a person that's credibility, meaning it's someone that's looked up to society of the ballroom scene, not someone that basically they don't respect at all, because if they don't respect that person, by then they're going to always say something about your status, you know. So that's what a lot of legends are.
Because I know there was always a discrepancy back in the time when they made Tommy LaBeija legend and his reasons and for what he has done, and there was always a discrepancy like that, but as it carried on over the years, that's like where, like, I'm one of the people, I sit in the sidelines, if you ever watch me at the ball, and I just watch, and I like to listen to people's different opinions, and I like to speak to certain icons, like how it was back in the day, how the status thing worked, and, you know, and also, it's like a big issue because I've been out the scene for a while. The last ball I walked was last year, the late session ball, and it was a whole big discrepancy about legendary status given so freely and stuff, and I just couldn't understand that because to me, it was like, in my time, we had to earn our stripes. You know, I remember Kelly voguing with a red one sleeve shirt off, you know, at when Southern was a Movado back then. And, you know, all of us, we had to earn our stripes. Nothing was given to us freely. And it's like now, like, it's to me, like, where does the legend status actually stand for now that it's just being given so freely to people that really don't deserve it?
Yeah. And just like I said, some people I can't really say they don't deserve it because this is a part of life, period. When it comes, everything that happens in the ballroom scene happens in, you know, in industry world with the stars, too, on a different level. You're always going to have people that they call, you know, the R&B hip-hopper or the R&B king or queen, and then you're going to have people debating, know who told her she's the R&B queen. And it's the same thing with, you know, legend statements and stars. Everybody's not going to agree with someone getting it, regardless of why. And everybody's not going to agree if I named this one legend, someone should have been named legend before her. It's always a stepstone of people's different minds. So you got to take all that in heed. Now, what I think the arguments come from is people switch just too much power into it. Meaning, if I feel that someone's not legend, I'm not going to sit here and make a big mockery out of it and make it so big and read the person and make them feel belittled and all of that, because then you get it personal where people's feelings is involved and stuff. It's a difference of saying it in a respectful way to that person if you feel that you're in a higher position to talk to them, but not to just disrespect them, and that's where the disrespect comes from. A lot of people just disrespect people when they don't have to.
All right. Thank you, Andre. I just needed to hear from a respected icon, you know, your views and your opinions on it. And y'all have a great show. And I guess I'll catch up with y'all. See y'all at the next function. And y'all take care and God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right.
Kelly?
Can you hear me?
Now I hear you.
Oh.
Jasmine?
Jasmine, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm sitting here talking, and that bitch, I can't even hear me. 313-743, you're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Question.
Oh, hey, Kelly. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, what's up, Gator?
Ham!
You're stupid. What, you got a question or a comment or something?
I have a comment.
Okay.
When I'm going to be legend? Just
oh,
when?
Shit.
When is Gay Pay going to be legend?
When is Gay Pay going
to
be legend?
I'm tired of being like this, Eddie.
Legend.
I made you laugh all week here.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you.
Ooh.
Goodbye.
Switchboard. I don't know which switchboard it is either, but one of them ain't using it.
Ben Shazakiki, 770-472. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Question. 770-472. You're on the air. Okay, I guess not. Baby. Oh, that was a Kiki, bitch. A Kiki. 917-216. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Question.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
What's
up?
Hey.
Jenny's in the blog. Jenny in the house.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
How was your performance? Happy birthday again, girl.
Oh, I'm great. I'm backstage with the girls, with the pageant.
I know that's right. Did you do your number?
No.
Are you doing your number?
Yet. Oh, so anyway, fine, it's my booking. I'm just back here with the girls, with the contestants.
Oh, okay.
See ya. Who trying to do? What's going on? What the fuck?
No, I'm talking about truth or dare. I mean, the truth and everybody calling in, talking about the truth and stuff.
Oh. Did you finish watching that thing on TV? On E?
No, I watched a piece of it. It was a kiki.
Yeah. Kelly? Where's Kelly?
Kelly's here. And Jasmine is on, too.
Jasmine's where?
She can hear you, Jasmine, right there.
Hey, Jasmine!
Hey, Jen.
What's the tea? Hey.
Hey. I know Kelly better stop pressing mute and talking to other people.
I didn't press mute. I'm right here. She just couldn't hear me.
Oh. No, nobody could hear you.
That answer is true.
Huh?
Where is that?
Kelly's phone is doing a show.
Baby, my phone ain't doing a show. That's you with all those loud queens in the background.
Oh.
Baby, my phone is not doing shows.
Oh, okay.
You gotta go. Hey, Janae, because I can hear her in the background.
Hey, Janae. Andre said, hey.
What's the tea in chat?
What's the tea in
chat? Don't move because to nobody out tonight. Come on, fuck no dead man, stupid shit. That's
so
ungodly.
You heard her. I'm a hurt. Yes, I heard her very well.
Your background is loud, honey. We're going to put you on hold.
All right,
well,
I'll just
call us, and we're going to
okay.
come back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Courtney.
Baby, her background was loud up in the back of that Squalita's, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Getting ready for her number.
Yes, 203-278. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Question 203.
Blue Nene!
Hello?
Blue Nene! Hey, bro! What's up, Blue Nene?
Who is this?
Why?
Yeah, it's
hello?
Loud.
Hello? Okay. 917-676. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Question?
Hello?
Yes?
Hey Kelly, and I just wanted to know who styled Marco for the ball, cause she looked at that aka.
What?
For the racks of riches, she looked at crazy. It's no shade.
Nope, I don't know.
I want to know who styled her. Was that like a skirt or a high waisted pant or? She was giving me Ursula tease.
I don't know, Marco, if you're calling, if you can hear this, call in and say who styled you, they want to know. I thought Marco looked cute, though. I think I even liked it, his paint.
Okay. Next caller, please. Okay. Well, Sister Girls is talking about it in the chat room, honey, and I have my sister on the line, honey. Let's do a little interview with Jasmine. Sister Girls is talking about it.
Honey. Is this the moment of truth or what?
Well, it's the moment of truth, but, you know, we can switch it up, honey. We in control here.
Okay. Let's play.
Wait. Oh, shit, honey. Somebody in the chat room said, truth, Andre. What's the tea with the National Ballroom Awards?
The truth, ain't no tea with it. It's supposed to be out in December. That's the only truth is to it.
Okay. Well, since we have you on the phone, Jasmine, you know, what category are you looking forward to seeing at your ball?
What category am I looking forward to seeing? I want to say female figure performance.
Okay.
Because I know it's been a while. I feel like I've been holding on to it for so long. So I want to say female figure performance. I want to finally crown somebody, you know, a $5,000 winner with that. So I'm looking forward to that. I was really excited at one time about the schoolboy category. I'm not saying that I'm not anymore. It's just, it's been kind of hectic. So you know how the closer it gets, the more stress that I start getting, and you know, people start, you know, just they're just pondering what stuff. So, I mean, I'm excited about seeing it. I want to see the creativity, but you know, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. I definitely want to see both of them, but I definitely want to do female figure performance because I think it's long overdue, and I think I just want to make sure, you know, that it happens, and you know, a girl walks away, and I know it, you know, it'll help a girl in the end of the evening to walk out of the building with $5,000, you know, in her pocket and stuff. So it'll make me feel like I did something good.
Wow. Okay. And my next question is to you is, how did you come about making the open to all European runway category? What inspired you to make that category?
When I sat down and started building the categories alone and stuff, each of the individual categories, I started coming up with different concepts, and definitely, I definitely started coming up with, when I made the categories and I made the whole little yearbook concept, I kept stating, you know, what would be good, what certain class, what certain club and stuff like that would be one. And when I did the whole runway thing, I kept saying, what could I do for runway? You know, how can I incorporate runway into high school and make it interesting where it brings that old school style of creativity in it? So I didn't know what to do, so I sat there and thought about little classes and, you know, biology, you know, astronomy, you know, sociology, and that's when I came up with the one for, you know, for the animal concept. You know, I kept saying, what can make it where they have to put something into it? So something, I thought about zoology, you know, I thought about animals and stuff, and that's when I said, okay, well, if we do a zoology class and they have to bring an animal to life, it gets to show them how creative they can be, and bring in this animal to the runway and still give us that European walk and stuff, like they're actually modeling this animal. So it gives you the opportunity to be creative, still be a part of school, and still give the runway. So that's how I came up with that concept. And I'm really looking forward to that one because I want to see who's going to be creative enough to do it. And I actually think it's been done before. I haven't seen it, but I know people have talked about it. But, you know, I just wanted to do it again.
Oh, okay. The next question I have for you is the Butch
Let Andre ask a question silent over there.
Say that again?
Andre, why don't you walk and bring it as a spider?
Woo! For some reason, the word spider has been taken off in the last month. But I love Spider, because if you remember, you gave me a Spider-Man that's about the same size as me. So you know I love Spider-Man down. So I wouldn't have no problem of working as a spider. But is a spider an animal or an insect?
It's an insect.
So I can't work as a spider.
I mean, I'll let it slip. Actually, you should be in somebody's production. A work, I got it. Let it be in somebody's production. You walk out as a spider and then have somebody come from behind and step on you.
Oh, shit.
And then they pump down the runway. It could be. It can actually be one of the exes that walk runway.
Oh, shit.
I don't think I have too many exes that walk runway. But
so the girls in the chat room, the doors open up at 4 o'clock. The ball starts at 6. Be there on time. You will gag. Honey, this ball waits for no one. Okay?
As far as the doors go, let me quit. I'm glad I did come on. I want to stress this to you guys. That's everybody that's listening. If you guys know people that are not listening, but they are walking or coming to the wall, please tell them to go to the archives. Please spread the word. When I booked this place, I booked it for a 12-hour block, meaning that it's not your average 3 or 4 hour ball. I have it for 12 hours. I paid the money for the 12 hours. I have it for the 12 hours because I know that even though there's only 25 categories, I still want it to be where we can get through this ball and not be rushed. We cannot control everyone showing there, you know, showing up and walking late. I mean, coming in and walking, you know, coming in the door late and stuff. But at least I have it where it's open. I have the, I have an idea that, or I have a feeling it's going to get very similar to the way it was, you know, during Candyland in New Jersey a few years ago, when we even told everybody 6 o'clock back then, and everybody still didn't show up except the Ebony's. They were at that front door, front and center, at 5, 6 o'clock that afternoon. Me and Jack sat there at that door, and the only house that was there was the Ebony's. And everybody started strolling in there at 10 or 11 o'clock, and we had to close at 2. We had to get everybody out of there at 2. Well, not this time. We still have it till 6 a.m. But I want you guys to make sure you try to get there as early as possible. It is mandatory that the schoolboys, and they all know this, all 20 schoolboys know that they need to be in that door no later than 6 o'clock that afternoon. If they're not in the door at 6 o'clock, they are going to be disqualified. That is mandatory. That is how pageants do it. That is how different shows do it. I mean, again, this is for $5,000. This is a job. They need to be there on time, and they're all aware of it. And I feel if the boys are there at 6 o'clock, then all their helpers, makeup artists, hairstylists, people in their productions and stuff, they'll start strolling in at the same time, as well as the houses, and then we can get people in the building at that time. But as long as we can get in there early, then it won't be no problem. I'm not worried about a grand march. I'm not focused on myself. I'm focused on getting this ball done and going through correctly without being rushed. So as long as we can get there early and on time, then we can have a successful ball. But the show is going to still start. With or without everybody, it's going to start. And that's a promise and a guarantee. So please, let's please try to be there early. Another thing about these tables, the tables are going by so quickly. They're going by from the people who are purchasing these tables that don't even have schoolboys that are participating in the 5,000. But they're still going by. And I've told all the schoolboys that you guys need to have your tables because your tables will play a major part in your productions and stuff, the way we're decorating the tables with pom-poms and megaphones and everything, it's going to show a lot of support to the schoolboys as they were walking in the gymnasium and the bleachers and everyone was going, you know, wild for them like it was one old big pep rally. That's the type of image that I want in that building. So everybody needs to get their tables. I don't care how you get them, but get your tables and get them out the way soon because, unfortunately, I'm going to stop telling people I cannot sell them tables. I'm going to stop telling people that, no, I'm holding tables for schoolboys, but yet the schoolboys are not paying for them. I can't sit here and hold everyone's hand because I'm not going to do it. I have things that I have to do. So, you know, again, you guys need to get your tables and get them out the way because I'm not holding these tables. And as everyone knows, there's not that much space in there already to have 20 or 30 tables. So get your tables and get them out the way soon. Because basically, as of right now, if I was to go based on what everyone is saying, the tables are sold out.
Ooh. Baby, it's going to be a hot. It's going to be hot.
And
I'm there.
As far as all the scandals and all the stuff that's supposed to happen at the ball with new houses or mothers and fathers or people changing houses and stuff, I think we just need to just wait and see what happens on the 17th. I got off the phone with a special security team that will be accompanying me, my personal security team, that will also be in the building as well to make sure that the stage, the side door, the runway, myself, you know, is all protected and stuff. So I just ask everybody to please come and let this be one of the successful ones that, you know, New York has, that, you know, two people can walk away, you know, with a major title underneath their belt and where everyone can have fun. That's all I'm trying to ask for.
Any questions, Andre?
No, I'm just listening.
You always just listening.
Yep, I just be listening.
Oh, I can't wait to see the Butch Queen Face category. I love that category.
What is it called,
yeah.
Buzzy?
The Butch Queen Face. It's anatomy class.
Oh, okay.
They have to dissect that bitch picture, honey.
Who knows?
Chad, it's going to be a mess, honey. It's going to be a mess.
You already know that. The way they're going to serve them pictures, bitch.
I've been getting a lot of calls about the Team Realness category, which makes me real happy because I love, that's one thing that we haven't seen in a while is when people do it as a house or as a team with, you know, four or more people and they actually show a lot of energy and stuff like that in it. You know, and it just makes me happy to see that they all seem to be grouping together to walk this category. So I think that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. As far as asking about runways and if it starts on time, all I can say is I'm not no one else, so don't compare what other people said in the past in D.C. It's going to start on time, whatever. Child, I'm not any of those other people. I'm me. So if I say it, I'm going to do my best to, you know, to do it. That's the only thing I can say. Can the girls be chopped for the $5,000? Yes, they can. They can be chopped for $5,000. Why not? It's a category. Is it going to be an elevated runway? I don't think so. The reason why is because these schoolboys are going all out for their category. I'm hearing people are bringing marching bands and so many type of different things to the category. And when you do have an elevated runway for something like that, it kind of plays, it kind of takes away from people's productions and stuff. So it kind of can hurt, it can kind of hurt what they're doing for their production. So I don't think I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to count that out yet as well. I do get there early in October, so I'm going to go look and just really sit down and see. They do have equipment there to make one, but, you know, we're going to see. But we can't have a runway there, and then a schoolboy walks out of there, walks on stage with 20 or 30 people, and they're playing marching bands and having a step show and cheerleaders and stuff, and all of a sudden the whole thing falls apart, and then we have to say, the ball's over. I'm not doing all that. I'm not going to sit there and put that in danger. But if we do have a floor, we're going to have barricades and everything on the floor to be, you know, to hold, you know, to keep everything at ease. And, you know, also security will be on the floor. Unfortunately, it wasn't like that at the Capitol Awards Ball, but it will be, you know, you learn from your mistakes and stuff, where, you know, we're going to have security right there on the floor on that runway. So it can control the crowd, you know, things of that sort. So, you know, either or, it's going to happen, you know, to accommodate everybody. I will tell everyone this, though, dress lightly, because I know it's going to be hot in there. I'm going to try my best to get industrial fans and stuff in there, but try to dress lightly, because I think it's going to be a mess. And as far as that parking lot goes, I know that we're going to try our best to keep a lot of cars out of there to open it up. So, you know, you guys have the opportunity to go out in that parking lot and cool off and stuff like that as well. So, you know, again, it's going to I'm just going to try my best to do what I can do for you guys, for everybody.
I know that's right. I'm in the building.
Everybody keeps asking what the next $5,000 category is going to be. Can I get past these two before I decide?
Baby. Big girls wear this. Oh, shit. Hello?
I think the lab does have air conditioning, but as we all know, even if they do have air conditioning, you get too many people in one area, you won't even feel it.
Oh. Yes. I can't wait to see the schoolboys come out and do what they're gonna do.
Andre.
How about you, Andre?
You said, how about me?
Yeah. What category are you looking forward to seeing?
I really want to see, I want to see the old way and the new way. I want to see that. I want to see femme figure performance. I want to see the animal category with runway. There's a few categories I actually want to see. There's a few of them I'm really... Because I already know when it comes to major balls, the talent do come out, and regardless who win or lose, that's an as a whole, you can see how talented the community is, and they put their best to it, and at the end of the night, you have history. You have moments that you can remember. You have DVDs that you can watch and say, oh, my God, look at this one, look at that one. And that's what I like about it.
Yeah, because the runway kids definitely do come through motherfucking effects.
Mm-hmm.
So they do not play when
and
it comes
from
to
their effects, and now Vogue has taken another turn again, where Vogue is just, you can go to Mississippi in the corner of Hickville Town and you get a nasty bitch that cats walk out of your mind, when you can go, you know, that's how open it is for Vogue now. You can go to Hickory Dock, bitch, in the middle of Alabama, bitch, and you got a catwalker and a Vogue femme down there that's eating it. And nowadays, they're learning so much, some people don't even know, don't be around it, they learn it from YouTube. So, yeah, Voguing is just phenomenal now. The ballroom scene is just really open.
Yeah. Oh, shit. He said in the chat room, they said the next category should be labels for $5,000.
Ooh. See what girls come pulling out their hats.
Baby. I don't know how many girls will get arrested.
About 18.
What is that?
About 18 main girls.
Baby, because, child, he had labels for $5,000, baby. The girls are definitely going to be motherfucking at every motherfucking store trying to pull shit and have shit and all types of shit, honey. Honey, I know that's right. Well, Switchboard, do we have any call lines? If anybody's on the line, honey, hold on, 347-965, you're on the air. Whoa. What's going on with these girls, folks?
What's going on with what?
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Ooh. Jasmine, are you hiring?
Huh?
Is Jasmine hiring?
Hiring for what?
A job.
At the ball?
Period.
Period? Where do you live?
I'm just joking, baby. I love you.
That voice sound like a mixture of Gail's voice and, I don't know, three bricks that they ate or something, honey, or something.
I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you. Leave Miss Gail alone, honey. Miss Gail is a sweetheart, honey.
Oh, I have some tea.
What?
I can't really break the tea out, but I'm gonna put it in, and if you know, I'm gonna even put you know, you're supposed to sell all kind of tea, so you know, I don't really like telling the tea, but I kept warning the people to stop it, but they wouldn't stop it, and now they are gagging. That's a hint. The girls are cringing. So you tell somebody to don't do something, and you keep telling them to don't do something. Something happens when you tell somebody to don't do that, and they just, when you tell them every other day, and then finally.
Hold on. 248-747. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Question.
No, this is more like a comment, more so about what Andre said in regards to what Jasmine said. This is Eric, by the way. Hey, Andre. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
When Jasmine was talking about this next $5,000, Andre, I would go ballistic if I seen Owe for $5,000, because I know the kids will come out of the woodworks for that category.
Yeah, you are definitely correct. You are definitely correct. And Old Way is definitely one that is that's willing for it. Yep. The precision style and grace alone is $5,000 to me. When you have that, because Old Way to me, and I'm one of the Vogers that can Vogue Old Way, New Way, Vogue Femme or whatever. But Old Way is definitely one of them. To me, that's the best performances out there, because Vogue Femme is energy and you run around, you have fun with it. I mean, Old Way is too, but you don't have precision with Vogue Femme or New Way. You know, New Way have precision, but you don't really have the fun like Vogue Femme. When it comes to Old Way, precision, style, and grace, it's only one type of it. And to have it and to conquer it in one way that others can never see, it's like phenomenal to me. And I think Vogue Old Way is better than any Vogue, period.
Yeah, because I want to see Albert and come off some speakers and all that other stuff, and I want to see Jamal get on the runway, Tanaka and all them. I want to see all them come back and battle for that $5,000. Believe me when I tell you.
And I promise you, in the middle of all of them, you will see blonde hair. I promise.
I know that's right.
That's right. And you would see Selvin. I know Selvin probably would be walking that one too.
Yeah. I just wanted to call, in. When I heard you guys talking about that and the $5,000, I just wanted to say that and just let you know that I'm listening to the show.
Thank you for definitely calling
Eric.
In.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, the funny thing is that I was really considering Old Way. Before, like last year, before I decided between your figure performance, I was saying that maybe I should do Old Way, but I just felt like, you know, the girls needed, you know, to be acknowledged before I moved to that area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. 917-833, you're on the air.
Hi, Andre. Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
This is Kurt from the chat room. I just want to thank Jasmine for, like, giving the children an opportunity to showcase their talent, because now so many bulls are just rushed. I want to congratulate her on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm hoping to see that Schoolboy Realness, Runaway, and that female figure for $5,000.
Yeah, me too.
Can I ask you a personal question, Kurt?
Yes.
Are you Hispanic or Puerto Rican, or are you black?
African American.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know that because you sound one way, and I just wanted to know, was I correct or whatever?
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Kurt.
What do you mean Kurt he sounds one way?
Huh?
You said he sounds one way, but he's not.
He sounds really Hispanic to me. So I was wondering, was he really Hispanic? Or is it just something that I hear that some Hispanics sound when they speak English? So I was wrong because he said he's Black American. So... you know, that narrowed it down a different way. But I thought he was Hispanic just by listening to him. You know how sometimes you can listen to somebody and be like, oh, he sounds this way or he looks this way. So he did sound, he sounded cute and he sounded Hispanic to me. That's what he sounded. So
I know people are asking if there's going to be liquor at the ball. There will be liquor and food and sodas and juices and waters and all that stuff, baby. I'm giving over $12,000 out that night. I'm going to make my money as best way as I can, so I'm a businesswoman. So, yes, it will be, but there also will be security as well watching everybody, and as soon as someone looks like they're getting out of hand, they will be escorted out the building, no refunds, nothing like that. So if you're going to drink, drink and enjoy yourself, but not drink and get out of hand and stuff like that. But, yes, there will be stuff there for everybody to enjoy themselves with.
How you do?
How you doing? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. We have another caller. 617-833. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Carvey. I just wanted to say that.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, what happened? Where he went?
I don't know. What happened to him?
You gotta go call back in. Thanks for calling. He was trying to say something and just disappeared. Did he say, what was he said his name was? Garvin? Did he say Garvin?
Six, I don't know. 678-598. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Question?
No question, just a comment.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to AJ Mizrahi.
Yeah.
Just want to say what's up, and I miss you, and that I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Who is this?
It doesn't matter.
It's one of AJ's little buddies, little sex partners, friends, buddy, lover.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly, by the way.
Hi.
All
right, and I definitely want to give a shout out too to my little nephew. His name is Andre. His Hurley's son. His birthday is today, October 1st. So everybody, he is 2 years old, and he has definitely loved. His birthday party is next weekend at my house. Anybody's welcome if they're in Atlanta to see my little nephew. Say happy birthday and slap people with cake because that's what he'd be doing.
347-259. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth. Question.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, Andre, you beat me to it because I promise you that's what I was calling for, the Rich Carmackey, Peter Pam. Happy birthday, and Jennifer, happy birthday, Alora, happy birthday, Bijan, happy birthday, all my leavers, happy birthday.
Okay, and happy birthday to Selvin again.
You're stupid. Well, can I announce one thing real quick? It's my grandpa's because everybody is getting it mixed up. I forgot to add Twisters to my grandpa's. Twisters, y'all are welcome to walk it. Y'all are the only ones that can pick the three, New Way, Vogue Femme, or Old Way. You have to do one of my moves better than me or remix it, but don't forget your gift. In all the categories, you have to give me a gift. So I hope to see all of y'all there. Hey, Jazzy. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
And you know whatever you don't like, you don't tell them that you don't like it. You just
hold
give
on,
it to
hold
me
on.
If
who,
it looks
who,
like me.
Who is that?
This is Kool-Aid, honey, the girl you did not call for her birthday.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Jennifer, my sister.
This,
she did not call me for my birthday.
This
Jennifer
is Jasmine.
Line.
I know. I said, hey, Jasmine.
But who's Kool-Aid?
Oh, Kool-Aid.
Bitch, you are so stupid.
You got to go, you got to tell her your real name, then maybe she know who that is.
Oh, and happy birthday, baby Chanel, because me and him born on the same day. And
oh, happy
birthday,
Chanel.
And happy birthday, Dominic, Dante, because I didn't get a chance to call you. And happy birthday, Shanishka. I spoke to her earlier. What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
Listening to the birthday shout-outs.
Birthday shout outs and birthday shout outs and truth and dare, and then we actually history with balls and people's calling in. It's a laid back day.
Let me ask you a question, Selvin. What category are you looking forward to seeing at the collections ball?
I hope by next year $5,000 old way.
And that wasn't the question. The question was what category do you look forward to seeing at the collections ball?
To be honest with you, I'm looking forward to see all the categories. I really don't have a favorite. I just wanted to see all of them because it would just be so fun if all of them get through. So I would love to see all of them because it's been a minute since we've been at a ball where all the categories have been done. And shout out to the House of Herrera. Marco, you really did your thing. So I give you your props. And Lisa, I love you for taking care of your auntie, you know, and the cons and the misses and everybody I have some with. I really did.
And a shout out to Mama D. Her birthday is next week. She's having a birthday ball next week too. Everybody's Libras these days. Shout out to
her. I mean, everybody's giving shout outs, so I need to give a shout out.
Shout out, Storf, shout out, baby, shout out.
I mean, this is shout outs and birthdays and everything. Let me see. I'm a shout out too. Shout out to Electra. I live for you, girl. You mean everything to me. I love
if no
Electra.
One knows, Electra is her
sweet. Hold on, let me finish. Shout out to my two beardies and the two babies. I live for y'all as well. Y'all just
what is that, the turtles? That's the two turtles. Go ahead.
No, not the turtles, my bearded dragons.
Oh, the bearded dragons. Oh, she's just shouting out to her animals. Go off.
Shout out to Gucci and Dior. Y'all need to stop being gay. And,
oh, that's the two turtles.
No, that's Kelly's animals.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to the Beast in Atlanta.
Oh, you are not going to give my dog a beast. She didn't call my dog a beast, honey.
Happy early birthday to Quincy. Happy early birthday to my daughter, Nicole. And the list goes on.
They Libras, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
They Libras
the Libra
too.
Crew. The Libra crew. Because right after the Libra crew, I stepped in the building like, what? Birthday ball is the end of the month. I'm going to have it on that Wednesday right before Jack and Fred's and them ball my birthday Wednesday. Would definitely be that Wednesday.
You are having a birthday ball? You
I'm on that Wednesday. On that Wednesday. I'm not having a big one. I'm having a Wednesday one, though. Yeah.
You is trying it.
I'm bringing it back on a Wednesday like I used to.
Oh, and the club is not at the old clubhouse. It's on 218 East 125th between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. Because a lot of people are thinking it's at the old one, and it's not. Don't forget all my gifts and all the categories you have to bring me a gift. No gift cards, no tortoise trees. You will get red.
Trash, bitch.
Why that you said, somebody?
That bitch said no gift cards. Why? They might have $5 on there, bitch?
No, no, no. Honey, last time somebody gave me a gift card, it was nothing on it. So this time I'm saying no gift cards and no toilet trees.
That
so,
you could, but you know you could be real Benji cut and check it while they're in front of you.
Oh, I am. That's what I am doing. I'm checking all my gifts in front of them. That's the thing.
Hold on, Kelly. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller. Okay, I don't know what's going on with that private caller, honey.
But yeah, all categories is a gift to me. It's either got to be sad, sickening, or over. So you're going to have my gift set of stress right on you because you said you was missing it. You couldn't make it.
How you doing?
Wait a minute. You asking for gifts at your birthday ball?
Honey, the name of the ball is a gift. Can I be like me also, like a gift for a burger?
I'm going to have a birthday ball.
I wonder who started the gift at birthdays.
My birthday ball is in December. My birthday is December 14th for you guys that don't know.
That's a good
and I'm going to have a birthday ball, but I'm going to do the opposite of what these queens are doing. I'm going to give all y'all a gift.
I know that's right.
Okay, switchboard. I don't know. You running the boards or is the other lady running the boards?
She's in the other room. She's running the boards.
Oh, well, can you... I just sent her a number. Can you please tell her to call that number and get that lady on the air, please? Can you please get that lady on the air, honey?
And let Cheeseburger know that he did not call me for my birthday, sis, so tell him I'm going to get him.
He's right here. He can hear you.
Hey, Cheeseburger.
Hey, Burger Cheese.
Kool-Aid.
Where's Jennifer?
She's not here tonight.
Somebody's calling
somebody.
It's her birthday, too.
Hello?
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 Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the air. The diva herself of Vogue Evolution, Leiomi Mother Mizrahi.
Hey, Lele.
Hey, Naomi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
What is
How
going
y'all been?
On?
What's going on?
Just been
on?
Chilling. Just got back to New York on Monday.
That's what's up.
How's everyone been?
Fine. How are you?
Hi, Jess. I miss you.
I miss you, Naomi. What's going on?
Nothing. Just chilling. Grandma, happy birthday.
So, Leiomi.
Huh?
Since we have you on the air, let's do a light little interview. What was the best thing about being in L.A.?
The best thing about being in L.A.? The weekend?
Yes.
Nah. while I was out there, I guess, like, learning. I learned a lot being out there with the whole dance thing. Just a learning experience.
That's what's up.
And being on stage and actually getting the chance to, like, show America that, you know, voguing is a dance and, you know, just to get love back from America.
How you doing? Okay, now let's turn it. What's the worst thing out there that you experienced?
Having no freedom.
No, that's what's up. You're right. That's
what's
up.
Oh, my God.
You're right.
As you can tell.
Yeah, they definitely close you in for the mumps, honey. Them two little mumps, they put you under a watch storm, honey.
Jasmine, any questions?
Naomi knows my question.
What's your question?
You know my question. Did you tell him?
Did I tell them what?
Did you tell him?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's definite.
All right,
Insider,
no doubt.
No, Insider.
No doubt.
That's definite. They all coming, though.
Okay, cool.
Yes, I got that on pack. And the people from Fresh are coming, too.
All right, cool.
Okay.
ABBC will be in the building.
All right.
That's right, honey. Oh. Yeah. So what's next for you, Laomi?
Actually, today I met one of the people that works for Vogue magazine, and they want to shoot me, so I'm so excited about that.
Oh, what?
Honey, I'm on the radio, honey, when I'm finished. So shut the door. Thanks. Hey, Ginger.
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Definitely congratulations. That's right. That is definitely a plus there.
Gracias.
Yeah, Sonny. Wow.
So, Laomi, let me interview you, Laomi.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. How do you feel overall about your whole experience with, you know, what has taken place the past couple of months?
It's a lot. Like, it's a lot of emotions going around, you know. Like, at first, it was hard. It was real hard being there. It's a lot of hard work. It looks fun, but it's, like, really, really hard work. You only actually get to enjoy, like, 10 minutes, because our routines don't even be that long. The only time we really get to enjoy is, like, actually performing. But it really feels good to walk down the street and, like, people are stopping you left and right, and they stop and tell you stories how, like, I've touched their lives. And, like, and it's not even just gay people. That's the most, like, shocking about it and the most, like, good thing about it. And it's, like, they stop me everywhere, and it's, like, little kids, like, older people. And, like, that goes to show that, you know, like, I touched people. And not even just with the dancing. Like, they actually got to see a side of, like, you know, transgender girls and, like, actually put a face out there.
That's what's up.
Did you have any experiences? Because I know when, you know, when you guys came home and stuff, you did a little bit of traveling on the plane and through the airports back and forth. Did you experience anything funny or weird on the, you know, on the plane or the airport? Did people notice you and stuff from the show?
Like, when we first, well, the day we got kicked off, well, on Saturday we flew out. So when we got on the, when we was in the airport, we was walking, and it was like it was this lady and her two kids, and she started going crazy for us. Like, she even bought us, like, lunch, and we were like, no, it's okay. She's like, no, like, it feels good to even say I bought Vogue Evolution lunch. And, like, she was going crazy. Her daughters was going crazy. And, like, even... like, on a daily basis, like, last night I was out on 42nd Street, and I came from the movies, and these black girls, like, bum-rushed me. Like, we almost fell to the floor. I was gagging, like, oh, my God. And they were just going crazy.
That's
hot. Can I ask you a question, Naomi?
Yeah. I know, that's right.
What about when you went back to the projects, girl?
I didn't even stay that long. I actually just went for like 5 minutes, but I didn't really see no one.
Oh, okay.
I was hoping.
I know I've seen an interview with you after the show, Laomi, and you were telling some of them that you wanted to, like, pursue modeling and stuff like that, and you had, like, a couple of runway shows booked up. You know, what's going on with that?
Yeah, next month in California... on the 30th, I'm doing, like, a Halloween fashion show. And the next day, I have a photo shoot for that. But, like lately, I've been doing a lot of traveling, like, to Boston and, like, a couple of places here and there, because they'll be asking me to come to parties and stuff. They don't even be wanting me to perform. They just want me to come there and just be there. So far, it's been good. Like, we've been getting a lot of stuff. Like, we have a lot of stuff lined up. We just got signed with Block Management, so, you know, we're just waiting for all that stuff to go through so we can just start working on everything. And we're soon to be on a talk show. I don't want to say who does it, but it's gonna be cute.
That's good.
That's really, really great.
It's so kind.
Everybody gave a moment of silence, like somebody said.
I know, right?
Kelly.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm trying to get my computer went down. I'm trying to get my computer back online. Honey, I'm here.
It feels great to be back, though, finally.
Maybe.
I have time to rest.
Well, that's good.
I can't wait to see little him.
Huh?
I can't wait to see little him.
Little mama?
I'm going to smack him.
No, why?
Let's say...
She already embarrassed herself. What's the purpose of even doing anything?
Because I don't like little him.
Huh?
I don't like little him.
So you'd rather do a day in jail for little him?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's sad. I wouldn't give nobody that much pleasure over my life to go to jail for them for no reason.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God, I wasn't home, and the girls was hitting me up. The girls didn't know that it was a show tonight. Really. Bitch, what the fuck? Yeah.
So are you going to take a little break now, Naomi, or are you going to, I know you got some shows in October and stuff, but, like, what's your plans now? You're just going to relax, get back with family and stuff?
I'm trying to start some vocal classes. And trying to work, you know, start saving money and stuff so I can move to California because they want me to do some Vogue classes out there and I can really make money because, you know, they big out on all kinds of dances and they don't have, like, Vogue instructors.
That's good.
No.
Andre, no questions, Andre?
I think I didn't ask all the questions that I needed to ask. She told me more of basically what I heard. So, I already knew all of this was coming out of it anyway, and I still feel there's more to come too. So, and you grab everything that you can, and you try to open any door that you can with it because, you know, you never know when it can stop, and you never know what you can get up out of it, and all of it you deserve. So, you know.
If anybody, all the girls is hitting me up and asking me to ask Naomi questions, please feel free to pick up the phone and call in, and you can ask Naomi any question that you want to ask her, and if she answers it.
But I don't have it.
Honey. But I'm not going to ask questions.
Naomi, how do you feel about becoming such a household name at such a young age? Like with so many people acknowledging you and recognizing you, how does it feel?
You did not. That was
I don't know. Like, the thing about it is that I don't feel any different. Like, I know, I see the difference, but, like, I don't actually feel the difference. It hasn't made me feel any, like, different. It just made me feel proud of myself that, you know, that I can be an idol for people. Just being me. Like, it's not even something that I'm putting on. You know, just being the person that I am on an everyday basis. Like for that to touch people and give them an inside, you know, in a way to look at people, it feels good.
That's good.
And
well,
my family,
been,
like my family's really proud.
Yeah.
And that's another big thing because my family don't really know much about me, and they're accepting and everything. It's not like, you know, like they're not there, they don't support me. But, like, me being on the show, like, you know, they actually got to understand, like, why I was always out of town and, you know, where I was getting money from and, you know.
So what?
Huh?
Kelly's having a little technical animal difficulty over there.
I keep telling her to stop buying all these dogs, honey.
She got another dog?
Yes. Talking about she want to be a breeder. Bitch, she already is a breeder. Yep.
Well, it's really good to know that, you know, things have been working out for you and your family and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm very happy for you. I know all of us, speaking for a lot of people, we're all happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
Do we have any callers?
Kelly, you back?
I've been back. This motherfucker stepped on my fucking dog.
Who?
One of these kids.
Oh.
Your dog is so black and in the corner, honey, you can't even see her.
Oh, I told you bitches in the chat room, keep it motherfucking cute, bitch, because you faggots will get fucking blocked. I've been very nice and very calm and being a lady tonight. Don't fucking bring me out of character.
And you know, when she come out of character, she's really out of character. Please don't bring that lady out of character.
And that's your only warning for tonight. But Switchboard, do we have any more callers?
Let me ask her another question. Naomi, were you happy with the way the show portrayed you? Do you think it represented you, you know,
accurately? They tried it.
Or?
They really tried it. They blew things out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to, like, because whatever they showed on TV, I got to see, like, right before I'm performing, like, right before I'm about to perform, because we're standing on the stage while they're playing the package, and then we perform. So, like, I was shocked. Like, wow. I didn't even know. And then, like, it was so, like, it just shocked me because it came out of nowhere. Like, they really blew it out of proportion. I was gagging.
And I have a question. Naomi, how did you feel when you was on stage and you seen what your teammates had to say about you?
I gagged. That really, like, hurt me. Because, like, I didn't know that they were actually doing that. Even though, like, after I spoke to them and they said that, you know, that they asked them to say certain things. But, like, I spoke with them and I told them I didn't feel like, you know, that was right. Like, if they had any problems or felt any type of way with anything, they should have spoke to me about it before anything. And, like, for me not to even have to find out the day of the show. But I put it all behind me. Because
I couldn't let that affect me.
Huh?
What you saying is they asked them to say bad things or they asked them for negative things to say?
That's what they said.
But I can't agree. I'm on your side because if I'm on your team and somebody come to me and ask me something negative, I'm going to feed them, but I'm going to feed them not negative stuff. I'm going to feed them something that won't hurt you or hurt me in the long run. So if they came back in any kind of negative way, that was wrong to me, period. Because no one should have did that to each other.
I feel like the fact that they got to show America that they were hurt, like, within themselves made it even worse of a situation.
Yeah.
Because it made it look like I was turning my back on them, you know?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, I thought about it, and I'm like, I'm not even going to let that affect me because right now we're here together. All of us together. If somebody drops out, we can't do this. So I just put it all behind me.
Okay.
And how did you, you know, the thing that went down with Little Mama, how did that go down behind scenes? You know, how did you guys, you know, squash it? Did you guys, you know, did it get any worse or than what we seen? Because as we all know, with reality television, they're only going to show us but so much and allow so much to go on behind scenes. Did everything work out for you or, you know, what happened?
Well, basically after the show, like right after the show finished and we were still at the studio, she came to me and she apologized. And, you know, I explained to her that it's no way that she should have said whatever she said or no way that she should have commented on whatever happened because, one, whenever I did walk out of dress rehearsal, she was nowhere around. Like, she didn't witness that. And she didn't witness anything that was going on, like, backstage. So for her to even, like, talk about it as if she knew and, like, she actually, like, saw it happening, it made it look stupid on, like, on her behalf. Me knowing, like, us knowing, it made her look stupid. Because we knew, like, okay, you're saying all this, and then on
but
top
she
of
wasn't
that,
even
like,
around.
Even if she would have said what she said and then yet not bring out my gender and try to break that down, like, it would have been okay. But the fact that she went there,
it made it way more disrespectful. It really made it disrespectful. And I explained that to her, and she supposedly understood or whatever. But she got it because the day after, you know, GLAAD then had sent out a letter for her to apologize. And then 2 weeks later, she gets on stage and sabotages Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' performance.
Yeah.
And I laughed.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I laughed.
Yeah, she should know better to jump on someone's stage in the middle of something and they didn't ask us to join in. You're not that fab, honey.
I had a question, but I just forgot my question that I was going to ask, honey. Oh, my question that I was going to ask to you, Laomi. Do you think America voted you off, or do you think it was an inside job by MTV?
No comment.
Honey,
you have to remember, this gets online, honey.
Yeah.
And
then you still filled, and at the end of the day, you still had to fill out about 30 sheets of contract, bitch, before you get up there, because we all had to fill them out. Yeah.
So, no comment.
No comment.
Did you get a chance to hear the way the ballroom reacted after she, made that statement that night, even though I know it took place with you a couple of days early, but that Sunday night, did you get a chance to see the way the ballroom reacted, within that first 24 hours of, not even just the ballroom, but the gay scene alone? Did you get to see the power, the movement that took place that day?
I did, but not like physically, of course, but like through Google and through YouTube and like petitions going around and all that stuff. Yeah, I definitely like saw that the community came up and they was ready for war, honey.
How did that make you feel overall? Like when you
seen
that?
It made me feel even more important because, like, I didn't even have to move a finger or they felt my pain, and they reacted towards it. And in a way, it was something I wasn't expecting because, honestly, I usually think that the gays be the first ones to hate on the people that is representing LGBT, because they're haters. Some of them do it because they want to be in your footsteps, and some of them do it because they just can't take it. So at first, I was like, oh, the gays might pay it. But then I got and... it made me realize that we're all here together. Like, this is all for us. We have to have each other's back. And I would like for everyone to take that into consideration because, shade goes around between us all the time, all the time. And people need to realize it's enough people hating on us and trying to bring us down on a daily basis for us to have to deal with this within our own community. And it saddens people, and it pulls the fun out of even the ballroom scene. I think with less of shade and less of misunderstanding between each other, the balls can be more productive and be more fun like they used to be.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I got a question. Other than Vogue Evolution, what was the main group that you loved to see perform in that segment?
Good question.
Like, period?
Yeah, like, period, out of all of y'all, who was your favorite other than y'all,
I love We Are Heroes.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah, I love We Are Heroes. I felt like if it wasn't us going to take it home, it should have been them. And after them, it would be Rhythm City.
Okay, and now someone has a question that actually just hit me up. They said, Laomi, are you coming off with a $5,000 now that you are signed with a management company?
I'm still not sure. I don't want to sit there and waste my time coming out and have to deal with the queens and their shade because, sometimes when it comes to balls, people that deserve to win don't even win because the girls, they're battling somebody to have a name or, this kind of fame or something, and they're always trying to look for someone else to, to gain something out of beating them or something. I honestly believe that I can come out for this $5,000 and take it home.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's not even accurate on my behalf because, you know, I can't control what the judges have to do, you know, who the judges are voting for and what they're feeling for the night.
Yeah.
So I'm still thinking about it.
Okay.
So, okay, I have a question for you. So now after the show is done, who do you keep in contact with now?
Everyone.
That's good.
Like, the
That's
only people
really
I could
good.
Even get, the only people that I didn't get to get contact from was Southern Movement. Well, I only got the girls' number, but Southern Movement, Beat Your Feet, and the Afro-Barrique, but I just forgot to get their number. But throughout the whole season, that's the crazy part. Like, they gave us so much love. Like, when we got kicked off, like, the crews were crying, the people from MTV were crying. Everyone's like, wow, like, it was really a shocker to them. And then when we came back, it was even like, oh, my God, we missed y'all so much. Like, they were bored after we left. We was like the life of the party.
How was your relationship with, we know what went down with Little Mama, but how was your relationship also, like, even, you know, off camera with, like, Mario and JC and Shane and stuff?
We didn't even get time to really hang out with them because they'll get there for the taping and they'll be on a judge's panel. And, of course, Mario will be on stage. But we didn't really get a chance to, like, really talk to them. Like, for the finale we did, because we came on stage and, you know, after the confetti and stuff, press usually be in the back, but we were all on stage and JC was there. Shane came to us. He gave his life or whatever. And I actually had a conversation with JC at the rap party right after the show. And it was interesting. Like, he really made some points. And, you know, I let him know how, like, he was, like, the most fairest judge because everything he had to say, it was, like, you know, it meant something. It was actually something that we took in and fixed it.
Okay, this is something that I know that you probably didn't know because I really didn't know this myself. tell Laomi that BGC started an online petition to get Little Mama dismissed from the show, and, yes, I signed it. By the time I sounded, the count was 100,000 people, and I admired her for her strength and her restraint because I would have jumped all over Little Mama instantly. She represented well, and I love her for that, and that was Judith Mizrahi. But I didn't even know.
Oh, my sister. Well, yeah, I actually did hear about the petition on BGC, and I was, like, kind of gagging because,
yeah,
you know what them sites give, so for them to be giving. For them to even have any time to, like...
Yeah, to even do a... Yeah, because I didn't even know they do stuff like that either. And to have 100,000 people, oh, my God, that's old.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's what got me even more. It wasn't even about the petition. It was about, like, the count of people that signed it.
Yeah, the count. That's what's sickening about it. That's what's sickening about it. Because
anybody can throw a petition out there, but if only five people signed it, it really don't mean nothing.
How
but for it to be, like, 100,000, that's, like, a wow.
Yeah, that's like, give me a dollar for each sign, honey. That's hot.
Naomi, this may be stepping out of bounds, asking a question like this, but I'm going to ask. The relationship that you have with your team members as far as Vogue Evolution goes, one part is the team selected for Vogue Evolution the team you would have chosen to be on TV with you?
That is a hot
and
question.
And I don't want
no
one
to... This is not my crew. I was selected to be on the crew, so I don't have no say so about nothing like that. But if I was to have my own crew...
Yeah.
Honestly, my girls go first. I hope they don't feel no type of way. Because they know I keep it real all the time, so even if they would have asked me this, I would have said it to them, but only Prince would have been there.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
Honestly speaking.
Okay, well then, who would be on your team? If you were to do it all over again, who would you pick? So it's you, Milan, and who else?
I don't know. I would have an audition. It wouldn't even be somebody that, like, okay, I want this specific person. I would want it to be, like, an audition so I can see the determination that these people have. Because when you have something like that, your girlfriend is always going to come to you, like, okay, like, I want to be in this. And they're going to think you're going to be like, okay, yeah. So I would rather have a big audition and even have it, like, three different auditions to where I'm thinking, like, from 30 down to 15 down to the final, you know, however members I'm going to choose.
Naomi, let me ask you another question. When you first got there, not from staff and or cast, but from the other crews, what was your welcome response? Like, how did they act around you? You know, knowing that this, you know, the way your what your group represented and stuff. How, you know, were they throwing shade or were they
like,
cutting their
like,
eyes at you?
They wasn't giving no type of shade. That's what got us more. Like, as soon as we get, because when we got there and we settled down, then the next day they had, like, a show out or something like that. And we all came, well, we had to meet the producers, which were, they were all in one room and we were all in one room. And we were, like, the last crews to get there. And, like, when we came in the room, everybody was like, you know, like, hey, they were saying hey and stuff. And then, like, they was getting into what my crew was giving. And then they were like, wait a minute, like, you're the only girl. And then that's when I was like, I'm a T-girl. And they gagged, like a couple of them gagged. But it was a couple of them that already knew, you know, who I was through YouTube and stuff. But, like, majority, like, the guys and stuff, like, they were real cool. They were really, really cool.
That's good.
Okay, here's a question that they're asking, too. Ask her, did she have a crush on anybody in any other groups?
Not no crush, but it was some cute boys on here.
Yeah, I did see that myself. It was a few that was tasty.
I don't know about no crush, but it was some cute boys on here.
Yeah, it was a few that was tasty, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody was over the age of 22.
Yeah.
That's good. I could do with 22 over Kelly.
Oh, please, Andre.
I can.
Oh, that's the 09. That's the new 09.
Yes, ooh. That's the 09. I'm dating people over 22 too.
I'm with it.
Okay.
Yes.
And another moment of silence.
Another moment of silence.
Yes, we definitely do have to have our moment of silence from time to time, honey. You know, to pay tribute to those girls. Oh, yes, we definitely do. Oh, my God. I definitely do. I forget all about it, but I definitely do want to wish Alora, legendary Alora Jay-Z, a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Definitely. Her motherfucking birthday, honey. Alora, we are definitely thinking about you, bitch, and you are in the motherfucking building, bitch.
And this is a question from Susan. Did they said, did you feel any crew defended you in any kind of way with any of the, I guess, any kind of drama that happened? Did any other
Hell yeah.
Crew?
Like, as soon as I came, because, like, they already knew my attitude. The crew's already seen what I give. So for me to even not even, like, attack little mama. Once I came backstage, everybody like huddled me, like, "Oh my god, are you okay?" Like, that's fucked up. Like, and I'm like, okay. Even like,
and happy birthday to ISIS Tsunami too. I just found out from Jahira it's ISIS Tsunami birthday too. So happy birthday, ISIS. Yeah, I'm glad they did because yeah, that was fucked up. I kind of like cringed myself when I heard all that drama. I was gagging.
One last question for me, Naomi. Do you have a vision of Vogue Evolution in the future? Like, where do you see the group itself, you know, in the future?
Well, I'm hoping we, like, nail, like, videos and hopefully, like, get a reality show or something so we can show the world, like, the ballroom scene side. Not even a reality show on us itself. Like, just, like, you know, us preparing for balls and actually going to balls and attending balls. Like, I want that. I can see that happening because, like, the producers enjoyed us being around, like, period, even when the cameras was off. So, like, I already know, like, they might just have an idea of doing something. But see, me for myself, I don't see myself, like, dancing. That's not, like, my passion. Like, it's a talent. And, of course, I acknowledge it and, you know, I work it on
love
up
it.
To the fullest.
That's not true. Yeah.
I'm yeah. But, you know, I'm more into the modeling. So I'm hoping that I can do all this dancing on TV and show this pretty face so I can get something else out of it.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say, Naomi, you know how I feel. I've talked to you about it many times. I'm very, very happy for you. Congratulations, and I wish you the much, much success on anything you guys do as a group, individually. I just wish you guys the best.
Oh, thank you, Jazz. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
And on that note, honey, we definitely do have to wrap the show out. So, Naomi, tell everybody in the chat room and everybody on the phones, good night.
Bye, everyone that's listening, and, of course, the crew. And AJ wanted to give a shout-out to somebody. Hold on, sorry.
Hello.
Hurry up.
Yo, what's good? Yo, this is AJ. Y'all want to give a shout-out to my baby, Zay. You know, just calling. Desmond hating because he don't have nobody. But, you know, Kelly, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow or, you know. Oh, there you go, Naomi. Love y'all all. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
He wasted my time. I thought he was doing another shout-out. Girl, you could have called him for all that. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Naomi.
He was shouting out the boy that shouted him out.
Kool-Aid, say good night.
Good night, everybody, and I hope to see everybody there. I hope to see you with my you-know-what. Because you told me.
Okay.
Happy birthday again, Sylvan.
Thank you, sister.
Okay.
Bye.
Jasmine, say good night.
Good night, everyone, and have a safe weekend.
Good night to the other switchboard that's behind the boards tonight. I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, all the way from New York City. We are definitely be back here on Monday night to recap Kool-Aid's Bull tomorrow at the clubhouse that will be open back up. We are definitely be back here to recap Mother Bria Evisu's Bull in Philadelphia. And we are also be back here to recap the Bull in Dallas. Whatever you do, whoever you take home with you this weekend, make sure you definitely do wrap it up and practice safe sex. I love you all for loving me, and good night. Andre, take it away.
Yes, definitely. We will definitely be back on that Monday for all the recaps of the functions. And I thank the up-and-coming legendary, Naomi, Mother VA, for coming on and definitely sharing us with her experience of America's Next Dance Crew with Vogue Evolution. And it was something that a lot of people wanted to hear and talk about and ask questions. So y'all definitely heard it here first. And we love the gay community in every kind of way. So we'll definitely see y'all Monday. And everybody be safe. Wrap it up. Be safe. Love one another. And be cool. All right? Take it easy. Bye-bye.